You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So Virginia's Ty Jerome, who is the pride of New Rochelle, he's going to have to tell me what school. Ty, welcome. How are you? Mike Francesa.
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. First, give me the school where you're from. You're New Rochelle kid, but what's the name of the high school you went to?
Iona Prep.
Iona Prep. Okay. And are you a longtime New Rochelle resident?
I actually grew up in the city, and then I moved out to Westchester in fifth grade and moved to New Rochelle my freshman year of high school.
And does your family still live in the metropolitan area?
My mom lives in New Rochelle. My dad lives in Harlem.
Okay, terrific. And why'd you pick Virginia?
Great coaching staff. I know some would disagree, but I love the coaching staff from day one.
All right, so listen. First of all, what's it been like the last couple of days?
It's been unreal, go out on this note, especially after last year, and to, do it with this group of guys around me and do it for these coaches. It's been unreal.
All right, take me through this. Last year, the great upset. How hard, when did it wear off or did it wear off? How hard was it to suffer that, to be the team that finally lost that 116 game?
Yeah, that was so hard for so many different reasons. We had we had three seniors on our team, and the fact that we sent those seniors out on that note who have done so much for this program was really hard for us to send them out like that, really hard for them to go out like that. And then, just for us returners, just to have that on our minds, the whole summer, it was beneficial in that way. It took us to a place we'd never been, how hard we worked, how close we grew together as a team. So that helped us. But yeah, that was in the back of our minds the whole season, just motivating us throughout every practice. We heard it every road game we went to. So
everywhere you went to Duke, you heard about losing to them. Everywhere you heard about losing to them, right? How tough it is on the road and there and everything. Tell me this. How did Duke help? Did Duke getting all that attention, did it allow you guys to just kind of go about your business this year during the regular season?
No, not really. We don't, no matter if we get attention or don't get attention, we kind of just try to stay level-headed and just focus on, what matters. That's, playing together, playing the game the right way.
All right, so the tournament starts. You guys looked really tight the first half of it. Was it that Gardner-Webb just played well, or were you guys tight the first half of the Gardner-Webb game?
A little bit of both. They came out, they played well, they made some tough shots. We were a little tight. We didn't play to the best of our abilities, especially defensively. And we finally calmed down and started playing together and started playing, how we usually play.
All right. Was anything mentioned at halftime about the past year, or was it not even brought up?
No, we didn't bring it up. Our coaches didn't bring it up. But, some of our guys were thinking about it.
Okay, so you go on to the win there. Now next comes Oklahoma, which was a pretty matter-of-fact win. You knocked them out. You blew them out in the second half. That game's over. Oregon was a tough opponent, and you guys were down in the second half of the Oregon game. So you guys had to make some shots at the end of the Oregon game. I remember they were up like 45, 42, something like that. So you had even in that game got challenged.
Yeah, well, Oregon was a really good team.
Yeah.
Now, people don't understand, but when you get hot in March, it doesn't matter what your record was in January or February. So Oregon, they won the Pac-12 tournament. They won like 15 games straight coming into our game. So they were a really good team, and we knew it was going to be a battle. It didn't matter what seed they were.
All right, now here comes now. You get past that, and now you're at the regional final game against Purdue. Classic game. The kid hangs up a 42 on you, who puts, you know, puts on an incredible display. They make the foul shot. If it, it climbs on the line to go up four, he misses it. From there, you got the you get fouled. Clark has to make the pass. You get that game to overtime, and you survive that game. What are you guys thinking as you survive that one? How did the Purdue game, what did it do for you guys?
Well, first of all, there was so many mixed emotions because we were going to the Final Four. So we were just, we were celebrating that. And then after, you know, everyone calmed down, we just, we started looking at how we won that game. And it was just a crazy ending. And it was just, you know, we probably watched that, that clip of, you know, Clark's pass to Malmedy and Malmedy making that shot. We watched that clip a lot of times over those
amazing, a great pass. And, you know, that kid, is it Diakite? Is that what, how you would say it, Diakite? Is that how do you pronounce his name?
Diakite.
Okay, Diakite. Is that a shot that is, he hit, he knocked down about a 13-footer there, and he didn't have a lot of time to shoot it. Is that a shot he makes, or is that a little even outside his range normally?
No, he's actually skilled. He's a skilled big man, so
he can shoot it. He can shoot
it.
Okay.
He can. Yeah,
okay.
He can.
So he makes that shot. You guys take on, you know, take get past Purdue. Now it's Auburn. You guys are in pretty good shape. You're winning the Auburn game. Auburn comes back, and now the end of that game, which is, when you think about it, just unbelievable what goes on at the end of that game. The emotions, the play with you, which got so much attention, not until after the game was over, because Steratore, none of us noticed it in regulation. The announcers didn't, we didn't, with the ball that hit off your foot. That whole thing, and then guy hitting the ball and hitting a shot in the corner, and then you guys running the play with 1.9 for him in the other corner, a play you guys have run a lot, right?
Yeah, we've been running that play since I've been here.
Amazing. I mean, how about him knocking down the three and then knocking down the three free throws?
Unbelievable, man, unbelievable. He's been shooting like that the whole year. You know, he hasn't been easily defendable this whole year. He's been hard to guard, and he can really shoot that. So when he got to the line for three free throws, you know, I was really confident in him.
Anybody say anything to him? When they iced him for the third one, anybody say anything to him?
Nah, we left him alone. Yeah, we left him alone. He went, and, you know, he just did his own thing before his free throw.
Refresh my – we're talking with Ty Jerome, who's from New Rochelle. Who threw the ball, the guy for the three-pointer? Was it you?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me, can you take me through that play there, what you remember in those final seconds when you're down five?
It was a set play we ran. You know, we tried to advance the ball as quick as possible and get into that play. You know, he comes off a back screen and a screen to the corner. So I just, as soon as he came off the screen to the corner, I saw it was a little open. I threw it to him. He made it, and then we had to foul immediately. Then when the kid missed one, they started fouling on purpose. So we just kept trying to advance the ball as close as possible to half court. And then once we got on the side, we ran that side out of bounds. But
did you know in your head, did it ever occur to you that the ball had hit your heel? Did you think oh my God, I double dribble, or it never passed your mind?
It didn't pass my mind because they were fouling on purpose.
Right.
And before I lost the ball, the kid grabbed my jersey.
He definitely did. He definitely fouled you, which people didn't bring up. He definitely did grab your jersey. There's no question.
Right.
But did it come into your head, oh, my God, I double dribbled, or not really?
No, it didn't even come to my head.
Okay, so you had made the – Ty makes the pass, and he amazingly guy knocks down the three. And then in the other corner, he gets fouled, and the three shots. There's 9/10 of a second left. You win that game. After that game, how crazy were the emotions? Different than the Purdue game? They liked the Purdue game. What were the emotions? What was different or alike about what was going on with you guys after that win?
Different in the way that we had to get ready to play another game in 2 days. So it was more of you know, we got to learn from this, learn from the run they had in that late second half. Figure out how we can, you know, grow from this game in one day of preparation to play either Texas Tech or Michigan State. At the time, we didn't know. So it was more, you know, we weren't celebrating advancing to the Final Four like that Purdue win. this game was, you know, a quicker turnaround, and we knew we had to get ready to play. So it was a sense of relief, you know, really happy to go to the national championship, but it was also, you know, a sense of immediate, you know, trying to refocus.
You know, as you guys both prepared for each other, everyone was thinking, oh, the game could be in the 40s. These are great defensive teams. Both offenses really, I thought your offense probably played better in the first 30 minutes of the Texas Tech game than it did probably a lot of the tournament. You guys executed really well in the first 30 minutes of that game.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's some, you know, our offensive numbers, offensive efficiency, I think we're in the top five in the country. We have been all year. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of people don't do their proper research of college basketball before they speak, but, you know.
No, that's for me. But, you know, the bottom line is it's not about that, because that's about beating bad teams. It's about making big shots. And, you know, you guys did have some lulls, though. You had a five-minute span there where you didn't score in two different games, the Auburn game and that game, where you guys couldn't buy a point for 5 minutes in each one. And that's where you look for guys to knock down shots. And that's why, you know, you guys lost two big leads at the end of those games and then came back, which was remarkable. So I don't worry about what you do against, you know, some team that you beat by 40. Those numbers are all skewed. I want to see it in the big games. And you guys miraculously made some shots. Not every shot, but the lead that you blew against Auburn versus the lead against Texas Tech, which one was more surprising to you that it dissipated so quickly?
I mean, real quick, we also play in the ACC, so we don't beat all those teams by 40.
I understand. But,
yeah,
go ahead.
Right, all right. Thanks. But the Auburn, the two games, the Auburn one was super quick, and I picked
really
up my fourth
fast.
Foul.
Really fast.
I picked up my fourth foul with 4 minutes and 30 seconds. So I had to go to the bench.
Yep.
And that's when they made the majority of their runs. So I was, you know, watching that from the bench, really frustrated. With the Texas Tech run, both runs were super quick, and, you know, both teams are really good, and, you know, basketball is a game of runs, so, you know, it's just about staying calm through the runs.
Yeah, and you did, because you missed the long three, lost your cool a little bit, and got that foul when you tried to swipe at the ball, and he sat you down, right? Did you sit that whole run, or did you come back in the middle of it?
I sat for, I think, the first definitely 9 points, maybe 11.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're talking with Ty Jerome. And obviously, now the end of this game, they get up three. Okay. Now you're coming down the floor. You're on the left side of the lane. You got a clear path to the basket. Are you thinking about laying it in and figuring they're not going to leave Hunter? Are you eyeing Hunter? Are you trying to get it to Hunter? Or are you going to lay it in because you still have about 10, 12 seconds left?
Yeah, we had about 12 seconds, so my first thought was lay it in quickly as possible so we can foul and extend the game. But then I saw, you know, I saw Hunter's man leave him.
Right.
So as soon as I saw that, I just threw it to him.
It's a great play. Hey, listen, it's a great play. I'm shocked he left him, to be honest with you. I'm sure you were too. Even a coach said afterwards he was very surprised that his man left him. It was a mistake. I was stunned to see him leave him the way he did. I mean, really, really well done. And then, so you were thinking, I'm going to lay it in until the man leaves him, right? You're not going to force the ball to him, right?
Right. I'm thinking, you know, we have 12 seconds. We can get a quick two, foul again. Hopefully he misses one or two. But then, you know, he left him.
And then Hunter, of course, who had a great second half, drops down the three. They still got time. They didn't get a great shot in that last, you know, they didn't get a great shot. They really didn't run it. You guys played good defense. They took a quick shot. Amazingly, that was the weirdest end of the game I ever saw, because I've never seen a play where one kid's calling timeout and the other guy throws on the ball and it goes out of bounds. I don't think I've seen that in 40 years of watching basketball.
Yeah, no. I mean, first of all, credit to them. You know, it's when the clock's winding down, every kid wants to try to take a big shot. And, you know, Texas Tech has a bunch of great players.
They do. It was a great game.
You know, and that kid just, he missed a shot. It was, you know, might not have been the best shot, but. And then, you know, DeAndre got the rebound. Kyle's calling timeout. He threw it to him. Didn't know what to do. And luckily we were able to force overtime.
How about, was there any, now the Mooney gets them up three, hits that three. And then you guys come back. You wind up with the lead, and they make the reversal on the Moretti play out of bounds, which a lot of people have been screaming about. I think they got to call that. I mean, listen, the ball's off Moretti. I mean, we've had a lot of arguments about that. People saying it's not the spirit. I'm saying, listen, that's what you're going to go to. If you're going to go there, you got to make the right call. It was off his hand. I don't think there was any question. You know, some of the other ones, I can see that it's hard to tell which way it went, or maybe it didn't. Be enough evidence to overrule the call on the floor. That one, it looked like he had pretty much his, at least two fingers and his pinky on the ball. So I'm sure you've looked at it since, right?
Yeah, I don't understand how people could argue that one.
I agree. And then you guys went to the foul line, and it's funny, in the Auburn game, before guys' free throws, you guys had a tough time on the foul line. In the Texas Tech game, you made all your free throws.
Yeah, I mean, that's some... You know, coaches, he always preaches how important free throws are throughout the whole year. So I'm sure they weren't thrilled after the Auburn game and until Kyle hit those, you know, big free throws. But, you know, the next day we shot a bunch of free throws again and, you know, we just kept working on it.
You had three unbelievable finishes that will be remembered forever. I mean, let's be honest. You down Purdue where if Klein makes it, it's probably over. They decide to foul you, which I'm not a big believer in, but they did. Clark made the pass. We know Adiakate makes the jumper. You win that in overtime. Both times in overtime, you win going away. You had the amazing comeback, 6 points in 6 seconds to beat Auburn. Which one of them was the one that you said, oh, my God? It was the Auburn. I guess if you look at them, the Auburn one was probably the hardest. I mean, because you had to make two plays, and you had to make 6 points in five, in really 6 seconds. Is it the Auburn one that stands out for you the most of the three, or can you give me them 1, 2, 3? Because having three games like that with you being right in the middle of all of it, I mean, because Ty Jerome's numbers were terrific. He filled up the box in every category, had really terrific games, you know, 6 points, 8 rebounds, 16 points, 6 rebounds, you know, 8 assists, you know, 21 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. I mean, great games. Which one? I mean, I would guess the Auburn, right? I mean, the Purdue. It could have been the Purdue. It was probably the – which one stands out to you as the one where you're like, how did we win this game?
Yeah, probably Purdue, because like you said, he's such a great shooter too. So, you know, we're not expecting him to miss, and he does miss it, and we get the rebound, and then they foul with 5 seconds left, which then you have to think about that ball, that miss has to bounce perfectly. Mamadi has to make a great tip. Kia has to chase down the ball, then throw it back to Mamadi, who has to make the shot with, you know, a quick catch and release. So all those things that had to happen in that 5 seconds to get that win were pretty crazy.
I mean, then Guy making those two. I mean, are you surprised at all that Guy buried the three and then buried the three? I mean, that's one of the great performances in Final Four history to do that in 6 seconds.
Not surprised isn't the word, because I've seen him do it all year. You know, he does it in practice. He makes those kind of shots. So not surprised, but a little bit amazed, a little bit amazed.
And how about putting those back? What were you thinking? Getting ready for Texas Tech, what was your thought about them?
They're really good. I thought they were really, really good. I thought their defense was impressive on film. They're really physical. I did not know how well they shot the ball as a team until they started shooting it against us. But a bunch of good players, offensively and defensively. I thought it was going to be a battle, and it was.
Did you expect Purdue listen, you knew that Edwards had put 42 on Villanova. He had incredible range. Did you guys expect to see a player go? I thought that was one of the greatest performances I've ever seen in the NCAA tournament, his performance in that game. He willed them back into the game. I mean, have you ever have a guy play better against you than he did in that game?
No, not even close. It was the best performance I've ever seen, and definitely best performance I've ever played against. You know, it was.
I agree. I thought it was one of the best ones I've seen in 40 years of the NCAA tournament. I thought it was one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. It really was, and it was a great game. And what a remarkable! What was your thoughts going in? Did you think they were going to be as tough as they were?
Yeah, we knew how good their offense was, but you know, we thought they were a really complete team. And to see, the, I mean, we didn't know he would have 42, so that even made it more tough. But we knew that the kid Klein had 27 the game before too.
Yep.
So we knew they had those two. They have 140 plays in their offense, so it's tough to prepare for in one day. And they're physical defensively too, so they're a really good team.
And how about preparing for Auburn?
Well, to get to us, they had to beat UNC and Kentucky.
Yep.
And Kansas.
And they beat Kentucky without Okiki, who is one of their best players.
Right. So, you know, that just shows how good they are. And they run. They're super fast. You know, we played UNC during the regular season, and we were their transition offense is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's great secondary break, right.
Yeah, and watching what Auburn did to them, we knew we would have to, you know, really get back on defense.
We're talking with Ty Jerome, one of the heroes for Virginia. Going through this, now that you've had a chance to digest it for a couple of days, have you watched all the games, Ty? Have you watched the end of all the games? Have you seen them? Have you guys sat and put together yet as a group what you guys actually accomplished?
We haven't talked about it, but we came back to a bunch of fans here outside our arena. We had some fun as a team. We hung out as a team the past 2 days just to celebrate together. And, you know, we're just so thankful to do this with each other.
What does it mean to have gone through the heartbreak last year to come through probably one of the most miraculous, you know, heart, rendering wild runs, maybe in ever. I mean, a lot of people saying that no team's ever gone through three games like that in a row to win a championship in the history of the tournament. To go through what you went through last year with the heartbreak and to go through this year, I mean, it's an amazing story. It really is. What's the gamut of emotions for your team?
Just so happy that, you know, all the work we put in, that it was able to pay off. And so happy that, like you said, we did it together. We had different guys step up in different games, and there's no better feeling than that.
Well, listen, thanks. Have you been back to Metropolitan area yet or no?
No, I haven't. I'm back
okay.
In school now.
Well, listen, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. And congratulations. It was really thrilling to watch. It really was. It was a lot of fun. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Good to have you on. Thank you. Ty Jerome.